coach, can I? I'm 38 years old. Do I have a chance? You haven't seen me do my goose step and my flick passes.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I still got it.
It was beautiful.
You're leaving it late.
the oldest Springbok on debut, 35 years old. You give some hope for us.
Yeah. I'm glad I can give some people hope. Some people ask me what I'm doing still playing at this age, so it goes both ways.
No, aging like a frying brunner, as they say. But Stormers, thanks so much for coming in. John Dobson, Tiabelo Sonatla, Dion Fourie. A really special visit here today, because we've spoken to you a couple of times over the last few weeks, just how bringing hope and joy, that's what you said, you want to bring joy to Capetonians and people from the Cape. And you have another chance this weekend, of course, very important game. We're in the round of 16 of the Champions Cup on April 1st, April Fool's Day. You play those jesters, you play Harlequins. Who could have written the script better?
No, it's crazy. It's DHL Harlequins, DHL Stormers, DHL Stadium on April Fool's. You're right, their logo is a jester.
That's right.
And they play rugby with a sort of crazy abandon, which is, it's beautiful. It's going to make for a great spectacle. They really move the ball around.
Is that why there have been a couple of reports this week about how the Stormers gameplay, and you say it's their Caps style, you and I have spoken about, champagne rugby, and conversations on whether the Stormers are going to adopt a more conservative style. You've been playing absolutely wonderful rugby so far. Started last year. No plans to change that style, that flair that we've seen over the last
year. No, we got a saying in the team is we are who we are, because we're a very disparate group. We've all come together with all our own backstories. Our own thing, as you said, Lester, is our main team motto is to make Cape Town smile. And I think the people of Cape Town, you played rugby in Cape, there's a certain way of playing rugby and a certain DNA, Murch and Bien of the Western Cape, and that is playing attractive rugby, winning rugby, but playing rugby in our style. And we can't change that, because then we'd be sort of betraying what we've stand for in our vision. So we're not going to change. We just want to do it well.
Siabelo, you must be enjoying it since last year already. Just this logic. Often complained from other rugby countries of South Africa's conservative style. I don't think it's a conservative style. I think it's a winning style of rugby. But you must be enjoying it, getting it on the wing. Let the winds run, and you must be appreciating that.
Yeah, most certainly, having a lot of fun out there. It's great that you have coaches that endorse who you are and how we're trying to play the game, and just like support expression. To have that type of freedom, it's not easy, I promise you, for a coach to give. It's quite brave for a coach to do that, because you allow a lot of, room for mistakes. But here, mistakes are welcome, and it's so liberating to play in conditions like that, for real. Like, we are having the most fun, we're moving the ball around. You can actually see on the field that we're actually enjoying ourselves. And once that happens, I mean, the results come, it's like day and night, they follow each other. So it's nice to be in an environment like that and for that to be allowed.
It's a boldness to be brave, and whether it is chip kicks over defense into the corner and Mr. Bumiki is running and diving everywhere, it's the boldness to be brave.
Well, I've seen a couple of times that Double, looks away when I give the odd, grab by training and it doesn't come off, But he never says something. Credit to the coaches. I mean, just not him. We have Dawie, Norman, Rito, all encouraging us to just be ourselves and play the best rugby that we know, because we chose them for a reason, right? That's why they wanted us.
Yeah.
So why choose me and then change me into another player? It doesn't make sense. You're not going to get the best out of me. So kudos to them. I'd clap hands for them, really.
Dion, we were talking earlier in our little training session before the show. We spoke about the culture of Cape Town rugby and Caps rugby. You being the rock of this team, you've come a very, very long way. Rewarded last year with the URC, continue to be in contention for greater rugby rewards. How do you feel currently about the Stormers in 2023? We've built up a heck of a long track record since that sort of the kickoff season in 2000 with the Men in Black. I remember I was a standard eight at the time. We've really come a long way to really be a powerhouse, not only a rugby team, but a rugby brand.
Yeah, I think that was one of our goals in the beginning of this season. It's like, last year we did well. We won the first URC, and we like you said, from the Men in Black days, we got that monkey off the back. We didn't always get over that last hurdle. in semifinals and finals when I was still here, and then winning the ERC in the first year was great for the team and for Cape Town. And our goal was in the beginning of this that shouldn't be just a once-off thing, or we were just lucky last year for winning, or the ball just bounced our way. So that we drive hard this year is like to let people know, listen, this team is here and this team is here to stay.
You have a lot on your plate at the moment. The season is almost continuous, besides a short pre-season. Even as a rugby fan, I almost want to say, give me time to miss you. But you are now part of the Springboks setup. This maybe comes to the man management that Dobbo and his team provides. But how do you live with this hectic schedule of week in, week out? Not only that, week in, week out with intercontinental flights.
Sounds like my wife a bit. Like, well, not at home that much. It's tough. I think last year we went straight through one. There wasn't a break. And luckily, Dobbo is open door policy. You can always go and have a chat to him. And he's always open for whenever you really need to. You need that mental break for a week or two. I think that helped a lot. But yes, like you said, it's the game is becoming global. And you have to go through right through the year at the moment to keep everyone happy and all the sponsors happy.
What is it like at 35 years old having watch every, and I can now say, South African boy and girl once, and that is the Donna Green and Gold? At 35, many people believe that you are too old. And there's many thoughts and theories are you could be the Skulk Brits of the 2023 World Cup. But talk to me about being 35 years old, getting that call up and saying, I can be of a senior rugby playing age and still fulfill a dream of being a Springbok.
Yeah, when I came back from overseas, it wasn't in my dreams or in my plans. I just want to come and settle my family. I had two kids overseas. And then I just enjoyed the environment the Stormers was creating, and I fed off that, and I just enjoyed our playing. And luckily, I got rewarded for the way I played, and now I have to keep that form up if I want to go to the World Cup, and hopefully that will be nice. But it's Thursday morning and I feel quite well. Don't ask me on a Sunday or Monday.
Isabella, you've also have international experience with the Blitzboks. I would love to see you in the 15 man, and hopefully I'll hold thumbs at. That is also, but at your age, at your senior status in the Stormers team, does that dream ever die?
I don't think it'll ever die. Every single time, I put on the jersey, any jersey, like I've dreamt of myself, obviously putting on the green. So the dream will forever live until I'm done with rugby. People like Branas here, Dion, give us, a little bit of hope. There's still a time. I mean, I'm 30. It can still happen in the next 5 years, even beyond. So it'll never die, and I'm always shooting for it. But I've learned to not look for it. As Branas has said, he came to Cape Town, just trying to settle down, trying to be with family and friends, and enjoying the environment. Yeah. And I talked about it earlier, so I'm just alluding to that. Once you enjoy yourself and enjoy the environment and you love what you really do, you'll get to a place where you get those type of opportunities. It's all about enjoying what you do and obviously doing the best as you can. Other things are out of my control.
Before I ask you about how many locks have you, dreadlocks have you lost, and I want to remind our listeners, we're giving away two ticks to the West End Blue Suite. You're going to be a guest of the Stormers, the DHL Stormers against the DHL Harlequins at DHL Stadium this Saturday, the 1st of April. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. Get calling. I have a question for you. I asked, how old was Dion Fourie when he made his Springbok debut? You get to win one of that ticket to be a guest of the Stormers this week in 021-446-0567. But when you go to your stylist, what do they say? Another dreadlock loss.
I always have to get a new dread again. It's not nice. I mean, I had 5 dreadlocks. They're about 49 now, so I'm not happy that I'm less than 50. Not great at all.
What you've allowed players to not only express themselves on, and this is you and the broader management staff, not to just allow players to express themselves on the field, but also off, to talk about how they're feeling when it comes to the strain, the pressure of a tough game, whether it is allowing your players to celebrate with a URC trophy and not removing their kit for a number of days and promising to have a drink and absolutely, you know, just soak this feeling. But you've allowed this process of players to express themselves.
Yeah, look, we've got a remarkable bunch of guys who probably represent everything about the Western Cape and the Cape Town. So, as Sibilo said so rightly, what, get him in and then try and change him or make him a uniform. No, we want to celebrate who we are individually. You know, these are two icons of the team, but probably different people. But they're really dry. It's just guys with incredible, the same values, and they want the Stormers to do well. But we celebrate our sort of diversity. I don't mean the traditional diversity. I mean that we are different. We've all got our own backstories, and we want the guys to encourage it and bring that up. Because if you can be your natural self and communicate and not be anxious or have to be something else, you're going to be happier, like Sibella said. And I promise you, for this team, like a dream of ours, a coaching staff, all of us, you say we're a staff, we're not just Dobber, is if he wears green and gold, it'd probably be one of the happiest days of my rugby career, you know. And thanks to Dion, that dream's alive. but if he hadn't got injured this year, maybe, but next year we'll do it, dog.
No, no, he's got all the time, dog, all the time.
but Dobber, your believing players has allowed that. For example, I think it was not last year, but before last year, you told John Matham, you told Manny Lebok, you're coming from less than positive stints at Upcountry and at Sharks, and you say, and you told Manny, you are our fly-off. I am giving you that responsibility. I am giving you that faith. And Manny Lebok paid you back and has paid South Africa back because now he's a Springbok.
He's going to the World Cup as far as I can. He can't not the way he's playing. Yeah, he had a poor game in Durban, and we just said, you know, we're not going to get you in. You have one poor game and then drop you, and that's goes against every value we're trying to preach here. You know, you're from the I think that paid off. It was also because Tim Smeal was injured. So, yeah. But we had a lovely story. I won't waste it. Last year, these guys did something crazy, a game in Wales. They took a quick tap, which they shouldn't have done, him and Warwick, and they kicked it out. It was a mess. And I was on the radio shouting, "Tell Sir Notler." The radio was broken. So he never heard. So now he thinks I trust him.
021-446-0567. You have the chance to win and be a special guest of the DHL Stormers at the DHL Stadium, taking on DHL Harlequins this April Fool's Day. But let's go to Mark in Paul. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Very good. You're speaking to John Dobson, Siyabela Sanatla, Dion Fury.
It's Mark for Holland here. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
All right.
You rubbish.
The answer is Dion was 35 when he made his debut for Springboks.
Repeat that again.
I said Dion was 35 years old when he made his debut for the Springboks.
Dion, is that correct?
And a few hundred days.
Mark, well done. Congratulations. You are that special guest of the Stormers this Saturday. 021-446-0567. If you maybe have a question, or you have a story of not only Stormers rugby, but Western Province rugby. I was in 1997. How old was I? I was 11 years old when I first had my first Curry Cup final experience. I was a ball boy. I think it was still sponsored by Bankfin then. And I was one of those boys that went onto the field and to throw those little rugby balls into the stands. But that, just that little process of being involved, you know, whether you be in the scholar seats, whether you are the official, you know, ball boy, or whether you get to see and take a picture or shake a hand with a player, John Dobson, that means very much for a young boy and girl these days.
It does. And I think, especially in the Cape, I think we're a team that belongs to the people of Cape Town. No matter who got the title deed or the equity holder, this team belongs to the immense, you know, and that represents probably from the old Newlands, the new Greenpoint, DHL Stadium. I mean, everywhere this team belongs to the people. The support we get from across all the backgrounds, it's changed so much since those days of the 80s or the 70s. We belong to the people. And we say trying to make Cape Town smile. Every interaction. These two are fantastic. This guy's amazing. You know, if we talk to any kid, everybody must feel included and part of the Stormers program. We're not some professional team dropped into a housing estate, into a security estate. We belong to the people of Cape Town.
That said, Stormers brand is worth something. It started off with the Men in Black era, and it was great to be part of Super Rugby, great to be part of URCN Champions Cup. But I know your eye is still on the strength of Western Province. I'm a provincialist. I'm a provincialist, and never will I ever support a bull or a shark, maybe a Rikwa, and maybe a Southwestern district. But I'm a province man, and we can't extract and separate Stormers brand and the culture of Western Province rugby.
No, absolutely one and the same. I think Stormers is just a nice thing for people to rally around. And I think what you said now about the kids, you know, they see the Stormers winning a URC, these guys doing so well. It makes the kids want to play rugby, which is about, that's the first thing, and just enjoy that. So the Stormers is like the marketing, the flagship, but the Western Province, we just know exactly what Western Province means, looks like, feels like, how they play. I think you're right. Mm. Province just, the word province just says so much.
That's it. Yeah. It's the hooped blue and white. Every South African man of my generation, somewhere around their 40th birthday, wakes up to the fact that they will probably never play for the Springboks. I have a fantasy that one day I'll be in Australia at the time the Springboks are playing, and then half the team, or just, you know, 14 players get a tummy bug, and they have to make an announcement over the stadium intercom. Is there any South Africans here? You don't need to. We promise you won't get tackled, Lester. But I still harbor this fantasy that somehow, someday, that I still will play for the Springboks.
I mean, you and me both.
is there a winger in the house? Well, Lester, maybe, maybe not. If you have a call, a message, 021-446-0567. What's your thoughts? How are you preparing for this weekend?
Yeah, we prepared very well. I think we had a good week. We're playing at quite an intensity right now, which is so exciting for someone like me, because, you know, that's where I like to operate. I feel like I'm well-versed there. I mean, Harlequins are a team that provide pretty much the same challenge. You know, they play a beautiful brand of rugby. And, you know, with coming up with our defense, you know, that's so high up, it's going to be quite a challenge for them to play the brand. So it's two different scopes that kind of like verse each other pretty nicely. It tells a nice story. But yet again, in a technical sense, you know, we're pretty much the same people. So there's going to be flares all around. It's just going to be sparks all around. And it's going to be a wonderful game at the DHL Stadium.
And the nature of rugby these days, days gone by when I probably still played, it was forwards push it up and then you swing it to the wings. Forwards are expected, whether you're a lock, a proper hooker, or a loose forward, to be there for support play.
Yeah. No, I think Sabella said a bit earlier, when he's brave, he chips and chase. I think our forwards, when we're brave, we have to put our heads in dark places. So it's different braves.
Rather you.
I think it's come down. It's always been like it. If you can lay the foundation up front, these guys can do their magic at the back.
Mm. 021-446-0567. Let's go to a quick voice now.
Good morning, Lester and the manne. Goeiemôre, manne. It's Jacques here in Goodwood. There's one memory that I can say that I can share with you that is very fond to me with regards to Western Province rugby in general. That was in 2003. My first time at the rugby stadium was at Newlands, and Mandoza opened before the match. He sang his signature song there as well, and there was a whole lot of fun. And obviously we played against the Blue Bulls, the Blue Bulls, and if I'm not mistaken, I think we won that game 23-18. If I'm not mistaken, that was back in 2003. So yes, that fond memories, and always VIP Stormers.
The war cries have changed. I must admit, I was at the game against the Sharks game. It was my first time back in a very, very long time. I have been back since we could come back to stadiums. But I remember the days of the old province chants, Proverts, yeah. and all those things. And I think we read, I'm traditionalist double, man. We need to teach the kids that when things go well, it's province. When things don't go so well, it's problems. Yeah. But that's important to do. And I see this is what's happening with the Stormers. You're trying to build culture. You're trying to build a legacy culture of, fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, and intergenerationally, we come, particularly at a new stadium.
You're 100% right. We've talked a lot about this. I mean, slavery, it's the Cape Malay population were freed slaves. They took rugby up the same time as the traditional white clubs. We withstood slavery. We withstood apartheid. We withstood two world wars. We withstood SACOS and the sports, and the men. So people in Cape Town love their rugby. They're resilient. They've been through so much here. It's just so powerful. And then we must understand, it's our little time in the sun now, and we just got to make it better for the next generation that this carries on. That's what our job is, to understand the past so we can contribute to the future.
Just remember, you're saying, does a VP done? Oh, yeah. That's right. One particular stand at Newlands. Yeah. But John Dobson, Siabela Sanatla, Dion Fury, really appreciate it. Good luck for this Saturday. I know it's going to be an absolutely amazing day. Thank you so much again, John, for what you are currently and the broader Stormers in Western Province Rugby, despite some of the other things that are happening. We are very, very proud to be associated with this team and with this province when it comes to rugby. Really appreciate it. That game on Saturday, DHL Stadium, DHL Stormers versus DHL Harlequins, DHL Stadium, this Saturday, 4 p.m. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Lester. Thanks very much, Lester.